So Jack Kornfield likes to start a lot of his meditations with taking the one seat. So he says, we imagine walking into an empty room with one chair in the center of the room. And we take our one seat in the center of it all. And we just sit and be present with whatever arises in our seat. And this is our practice. It's really important to check in with your intention before you start. And see if you can have a wise and kind and compassionate intention for yourself. And now in taking your seat, if you'd like to connect with your object of concentration, if that's your breath, or if you do body scanning, whatever your object is, connecting with this object, and seeing your attitude with how you connect with your object. Are you grasping at it, grabbing it, trying to force your attention on it? Or are you gently holding the object, being kind to yourself and the object? Seeing if you can have a kind, open, and compassionate connection with your object. It's not about grasping, it's about connecting. Breathing in, I connect with the breath of life. Breathing out, I connect with letting go. As you attempt to rest your mind on your object, you might find that it takes little side routes elsewhere. That's fine. Doing your best to be kind to the mind, to not be angry or frustrated with it, to not beat it up. But instead, watch curiously where it went. What is it trying to get? What is it consumed with? And then coming back to your object in a gentle fashion. Meditation is about returning over and over again, returning home. Allowing your mindfulness, your mindful awareness, to notice whatever is in its screen of awareness, whether it's physical sensations, emotions, thought streams, allowing them to arise, pass by. Noticing as they come on the screen and then leave. Usually your object is in the foreground and these other blips on the radar screen are in the background. It's not about getting rid of them, it's about just noticing them, allowing them to be there. If you like to label your experience, you might want to use mental noting. Breathing in, breathing out, hearing, thinking, whatever is your present experience. And if you're doing insight practice, if any of these other experiences become predominant over your object at an excessive level, then that becomes your new object of concentration. You open to this new object with curious exploration. You allow your awareness to seep into it to see what it wants to show you. What it wants you to feel, hear. Doing your best to be non-judgmental and objective, and not identifying with the experience. And then as it dissipates, going back to your object of concentration. Now transitioning to the heart practices. Today, focusing on compassion in the heart. So willing, having the intention for your heart to open to whatever extent it's able to during the compassion segment of our meditation. And now just allowing your mind to pick out a time in your childhood that maybe was somewhat or very difficult period for you. And looking back, just allowing yourself to imagine if you were in the room and visible and you could see yourself at that age. Sitting in a room . What are you doing? What's your younger self doing? What is he or she occupied with? And now following your younger self as it goes through the day, noticing how it's interacting with its primary caregivers, your parents or whoever took care of you. Noticing if you felt loved, safe, supported, or if you felt alone, perhaps scared. And as if you could feel everything this younger version of yourself felt, what are its fears? So you can ask it, what are your fears? And then take this younger version of yourself, however you want to, either by the hands or on your lap, or sitting across from you, and show some sign of love and support to your younger self. If your younger self needs understanding, give it understanding. Listen. If your younger self needs to feel protected and safe, then do whatever it takes to make your younger self feel safe and protected. If it needs to cry, allow it to cry on your sleeve. Giving it the strength, the support, the love, and the connection that your younger self needs to get through this time period. And now tell your younger self, I feel your pain, your fear, your promise, your hope, and your love. I'm there for you. I'm here supporting you, championing you, rooting for you. I will always be here for you. May you be and feel safe and protected from harm. May you have the courage to get through life with your head held high. May you feel passionate and confident as you gain more understanding and wisdom about life and yourself. May you be happy, filled with joy. And may you be at peace. Let's take a few minutes break.